Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Greetings, friends. This is a special edition of the Wake Up Call. We might call this like the OG Wake Up Call. This is the starting line for the Wake Up Call. And I wanted to share this with anybody and everybody. This is the great invitation to wake up. This is the beginning. And so I'm speaking here today to anyone out there and everyone, anyone who will lean in and give ear, who will listen. And I want this to be shared with others. I want this to be, this is the best news in the universe. This, my friends, what I'm about to share with you is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And lest I remind you, the gospel is Jesus Christ. Our text today, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The word of the Lord. And so now to this invitation to wake up. Would you consider this? This is an invitation. The invitation is as simple as it is comprehensive. It is not an invitation to commit your life to this or that cause, or to join an organization, or to purchase another book. The invitation is this: to wake up to the life you always hoped was possible, and the reason you were put on planet Earth. This is an invitation to awaken to the life you were made to live, and to become the love you were made to give. It begins with following Jesus Christ. In case you're unaware, Jesus was born in the first century BC into a poor family from Nazareth, a small village located in what is modern-day Israel. While his birth was associated with extraordinary phenomena, we know little about his childhood. At approximately 30 years of age, Jesus began a public mission of preaching, teaching, and healing throughout the region known as Galilee. His mission was characterized by miraculous signs and wonders, extravagant care of the poor and marginalized, and multiple unconventional claims about his own identity and purpose. In short, he claimed to be the incarnate Son of God with the mission and power to save people from sin, deliver them from death, and bring them into the now and eternal kingdom of God, on earth as it is in heaven. In the spring of his 33rd year, during the Jewish Passover celebration, Jesus was arrested by the religious authorities, put on trial in the middle of the night, and at their urging, sentenced to death by a Roman governor. On the day known to history as Good Friday, Jesus was crucified on a Roman cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. On the following Sunday, according to multiple eyewitness accounts, he was physically raised from the dead. He appeared to hundreds of people, taught his disciples, and prepared for what was to come. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended bodily into the heavens, where, according to the Bible, he sits at the right hand of God as the Lord of heaven and earth. 10 days after his ascension, in a gathering of 120 people, on the day of Pentecost, a Jewish day of celebration, something truly extraordinary happened. A loud and powerful wind swept over the people gathered. Pillars of what appeared to be fire descended upon the followers of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the presence and power of God, filled the people, and the church was born. After this, the followers of Jesus went forth and began to do the very things that Jesus did: preaching, teaching, and healing, planting churches, and making disciples all over the world. Today, more than 2,000 years later, the movement has reached us. This is the Great Awakening, and it has never stopped. And this is an invitation to wake up. Yes, 2,000 years hence, and more than 2 billion followers of Jesus later, this awakening movement of Jesus Christ and His church stands stronger than ever. Billions of ordinary people the world over have discovered in Jesus Christ an awakened life they never imagined possible. They have overcome challenges, defeated addictions, endured untenable hardships and suffering with unexplainable joy, and stared death in the face with the joyful confidence of eternal life. They have healed the sick, gathered the outcast, embraced the oppressed, loved the poor, contended for justice, labored for peace, cared for the dying, and yes, even raised the dead. This is an invitation to wake up to Jesus. We all face many challenges and problems. They are deeply personal. Yet when joined together, they create enormous and complex chaos in the world, from our hearts to our homes to our churches and our cities. All of this chaos traces to 2 originating problems: sin and death. Sin, far beyond mere moral failure, describes the fundamentally broken condition of every human being. Sin separates us from God and others, distorts and destroys our deepest identity as the image bearers of God, and poses a fatal problem from which we cannot save ourselves. It results in an ever-diminishing quality of life and ultimately ends in eternal death. Because Jesus lived a life of sinless perfection, He is able to save us from sin and restore us to a right relationship with God, others, and ourselves. He did this through His sacrificial death on the cross on our behalf. Because Jesus rose from the dead, He is able to deliver us from death and bring us into a quality of life both eternal and unending. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pardon from the penalty of sin, freedom from the power of sin, deliverance from the grip of death, and awakening to the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live powerfully for the good of others and the glory of God. Jesus asks only that we acknowledge our broken selves as failed sinners. Trust Him as our Savior and follow Him as our Lord. Following Jesus does not mean an easy life. However, it does lead to a life of power and purpose, joy in the face of suffering, and profound, even world-changing love for God and people. All of this is admittedly a lot to take in. Remember, this is an invitation. Will you follow Jesus? Don't let the failings of His followers deter you. Come and see for yourself. And how about we pray this prayer? Let's just, if you want to follow Jesus, just enter into this prayer. Just find a way to be still and quiet. Maybe kneel if you can. We're about to accept this invitation to wake up right here. This is where it starts. Our Father in heaven, it's me. Just say your name right now. It's John David. I want to know you. I want to live an awakened life. I want to wake up. I confess I am a sinner. I have failed myself, others, and you in many ways. I know you made me for a purpose, and I want to fulfill that purpose with my one life. I want to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for the gift of your life and death and resurrection and ascension on my behalf. I want to walk in relationship with you as Savior, my Savior, and Lord, my Lord. Would you lead me into the fullness and newness of life I was made for? I'm ready to follow you. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill me with the love, power, and purposes of God. And I pray these things by faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, how about that? If you prayed that prayer, you just stepped across the line and into the kingdom of God. Doesn't mean you had to feel anything. This is by faith, which means you just did something by putting your weight on a reality that you can't see. But when you take that step, you begin to experience the solidity of the reality that you're now living in. There's so much more we'd like to say about this, but that's enough for today. You have decided to follow Jesus. And you know what? If you're still kind of like, well, I need to explore this a little bit more, that's okay. Join us on the wake-up call. Just hop into this daily meeting. We have a daily meeting with Jesus here every day, 6 days a week. And we open up the Word of God and we invite Jesus to teach us. We pray, we sing, we invite people to journal. That's in fact what I'd like to give you right now, a little bit of a journal prompt. Here's the question. Have you decided to follow Jesus? What's the story? Remember when you first decided and maybe journal out a little bit of remembrance of that. And so I'm going to lead us in a very simple chorus, maybe two of them. I always sing on the wake up call. And today we're going to sing, We're going to sing one of the oldest, maybe it's not the oldest, but it's one of the most well-known songs in the world. It's called Jesus Loves Me. And then we're going to follow with a chorus of I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And then we'll get on with our day. And hopefully a lot of you who are hearing this will pray about who might you share this invitation with even today. Are you ready? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today on this special edition of the Wake Up Call, this invitation to wake up to Jesus. And now it's time to hit the fields of our day. It's time to sow the love of God everywhere we go into everyone we meet. So get your seeds. I've got mine. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.